Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, and it is time for Off the Chain with me, your host, Yvonne Mason. And one of my favorite guests is with me tonight, and she will appreciate that song. I picked it especially for her, and we will tell you why in a little bit. See, she's already laughing. But let's do a little bit of house cleaning, ladies and gentlemen. I ran the numbers this morning. I'm going to tell you what. This is not my show. This is your show. It's my guest show. It's my listener show. We are at over 60,000 listeners on this show. Just this show. Doesn't include the podcast. Over 60,000 listeners. When you add all the podcasts, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached 80,000 plus listeners in over 70 countries. The show's not even 2 years old. I am so excited. I would do cartwheels if my back and hands would let me. There's just no words. I want to say thank you to Australia, because Australia is our biggest listener here on the show. They rock. And give a shout out to the Teske brothers. They are from Australia. And if you roll, Johnny Lang, Eric Clapton, BB King, Roy Orbison, Robert Johnson, and a few other of the blues singers that have come along down through the years, you've got the Teske brothers. I mean, they will rip your heart out. So thank you, Australia, for being our biggest listener, and thank you for giving us the Teske brothers. Now on to the fun. As I said, that song was Crazy by Charles Barkley. That song has meaning to both my guest and myself. Author and empath, Brittany Quagon has joined us again, and I am so, so excited. If you missed the first show, don't worry about it. You can go back and listen to it. But tonight's even going to be even more off the chain and rocking. She's known by her family and friends as Brittles. That's a story within itself. She was born in Connecticut. She's 20-something years ago and spent most of her daily life dreaming like the stereotypical Gemini. Now, that in itself is interesting, and we'll go into that too, because as a Gemini, with her unique abilities, it can get kind of crazy in her head. Growing up, Brittany wanted nothing more than to live a life of magic, mayhem, and writing, and probably a little madness, never knowing her dreams were being manifested into a reality with every wish and intention. As a teen, her anxiety-riddled existence became nothing less than a burden. Been there. But she was determined to escape it and convinced there had to be more going on than just being anxious. It wasn't until she met a new group of friends who guided her down a path of understanding energy and intuition that her life changed, and Brittany was able to not overcome this being anxious, but to embrace it, because it's not about being anxious. Now, today, Brittany owns Journeys, a holistic wellness and anxiety relief center in Simsbury, Connecticut, an anxiety relief intuitive development and healing center to help others who suffer from anxiety, panic disorders, and those who believe in the unseen, to tap into their intuitive selves and to help people grow, find empowerment, manifest like the boss Brittany is, and heal from whatever it is they feel stuck. Hello, my darling friend. I am so excited.
I'm so excited. What an intro.
Didn't know that person, did you?
Because when the song's on, I'm like, he was playing this on purpose.
I did. I knew you would appreciate that song.
Oh, absolutely. I was dancing in my living room, so thank you.
You are welcome. Well, when I put the show together, I'm thinking, of all people, and this was before I talked to Joan, the author I told you about. I was thinking, of all people that would understand that song, it would be Brittany, and she would have such an appreciation for it.
Absolutely.
Because, like me, you've been called crazy, manic depressive, anxious. And those were the nice words.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are not crazy. I'm telling you, well, maybe a little bit, but we're writers too. So let's catch folks up. Why were you called all those names? Why did people tell you to stop feeling anxious? And it's not something that we could control until we realized what was going on. So let's talk about this journey for a minute. Tell the folks what happened.
Well, I guess it started when I was a little girl, where I was always overwhelmed by life in general, overwhelmed by everything. And I really catastrophized a lot of things in my life. If I were to go to the mall or something like that at a young age, I was always petrified that I was going to be kidnapped or, like, just crazy things would happen to me. And then as I moved into my teen years, I really started to get overwhelmed with what doctors refer to as either psychosomatic symptoms or more sensations in my body that I couldn't really explain. But they would just chalk it up to anxiety. You know, you're having an anxiety attack, and my heart would race, and this would happen. You know, I had a lot of the classic anxiety symptoms. And then I would go through bouts of depression or just these up and down moods. You know, one minute you're really happy, the next you're really sad, the next you're really scared. And any doctor that you go to, if you present them with these symptoms, would naturally say, okay, well, we obviously have something psychological going on here. And I had a lot of hypochondriasis too. So everything was, again, just exacerbated to a headache was a brain aneurysm or a cut on my finger. I was going to have to get my hand amputated, like really normal thoughts. And I would have I had like a phone chain or a phone tree where I would call my mom and I would call my aunt and I would call this person and that person and be like, okay, am I dying? What's happening? And they would have to talk me down from these spiraling panic attacks. And, you know, my friends thought I was crazy and people who I knew thought I was crazy because it got to the point where I couldn't leave the house sometimes because I knew that leaving meant I was going to experience anxiety or what I was taught or told was anxiety. Then, you know, years later you find out, oh, energy is a thing and we can actually feel energy and we can perceive energy. And it was learning about energy and that we do have this ability to be very sensitive to it that made me realize what I was experiencing wasn't something I was making up in my head, but I was very much feeling the energy and vibration and moods of people around me. And, you know, when you internalize that and don't realize that it's other people, a lot goes on in your head and in your body. And yeah.
Sensory overload. Sensory overload at its finest.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And what people don't understand is when that happens and we pick up everybody else's energy, especially in a crowded room or in a store, or even when you have family and friends over, when one picks that up and one has the ability to pick that up, you don't just have sensory overload, you have emotional overload.
Mhm. Very much so.
So when you found out, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say when you're feeling, you know, Nancy's heartbreak because she just broke up with her boyfriend and then you have John's mourning his mother that he just lost and you have this person who did just have a brain aneurysm but also got, you know, was saved and had it removed. You're feeling all those things. It can be very emotional and very physical and very frightening all in one shot.
And to say that the emotional and mental spectrum is all over the map, it's like a runaway train. You can't control it.
Right.
When you figured out that you weren't crazy, contrary to most popular belief, and that you were not bipolar and schizophrenic or any of these other symptomatic issues that the medical field enjoys labeling people with, and you found out that you have this sixth sense, this ability to pick up other people's energy, because like you said, we are all energy.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a relief?
Oh, my God. It was the greatest damn day of my life. It was such a relief because truly when it was a woman that I worked with at the time in insurance, and she's one of my very best friends now, but when she told me that, I didn't think she was crazy. It was like almost a reminder of, hey, you already knew this, so why don't you actually act upon it? And it just felt so true. And it was almost this, it wasn't literally overnight, but it was probably just a couple of days' time where I went from being unable to control how I was feeling all the time to fully understanding and paying attention to it and being able to let go of it and also to almost assign what I was feeling to the people around me because I would get it validated by them.
Yes.
And, you know, that was huge. Having them validate it and then validate what this woman said to me was my whole life changed within days. And it was only weeks after that I weaned off of quite a bit of medication and was just fully, fully functioning. And it's been that way for 10 plus years now.
And that brings up another point, because in an interview that I read that you did, you said that, and I'm paraphrasing, that once you found out that you weren't crazy and that there was this empathic ability about you, you started getting rid of things that were not good for you, including people.
Oh, yeah. I was putting people on the chopping block like crazy.
Yep. Yes, ladies, she even dropped a boyfriend and they were restoring an old house. So this is how important this was for her. Because if it had been, if that relationship had been a good relationship, you would have seen no need to have ended that relationship.
That was an extremely toxic relationship. I feel like when I found out that I wasn't quote unquote crazy, that I also found my power. And when I found my power, I realized that I wasn't going to take that. Can I swear?
Yes, please.
I was going to take that shit anymore. And it was one thing after another. I had really, really long hair, like down to my butt, and I chopped it all off in a pixie cut. And I walked away from the insurance industry and opened up my little psychic shop. And then I dumped his ass. And it was like,
he never saw it coming.
Oh, no. I mean, he kind of did, because I was getting to that point in my own growth where I think he recognized, like, oh, crap, I went from this girl who was completely disempowered and vulnerable, and now she's, like, finding, you know, her empowerment and you know, telling me how it is, and it's just going to be a matter of time before she leaves, and it sure was.
And ladies and gentlemen, what Brittany is saying is, whether you're an empath or not, when you learn how to empower your own energy and empower your own self, you can break away from toxic relationships, from toxic jobs, from anything that is negative in your life. You can drop it like a bad habit because you don't need it. Right, Brittany?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of the phrase, your vibe attracts your tribe. And if we're talking about being an empath who doesn't have control of their energy, in a sense, we're lacking boundaries and we're lacking our own empowerment, because we have, up until a point, allowed this energy to overwhelm us. Not because we're just allowing it, but unknowingly we're allowing it. So I feel like that shift in awareness and that shift in saying, okay, now that I know this, I'm not going to allow it, that shifts our entire vibration, that shifts our entire energy, and because of that, those less than favorable relationships, those toxic relationships, no longer can hold on to our vibration, and because our vibe shifts, our tribe shifts, and that's, you know, I feel like why so many people completely change their friends, their relationships, and whatnot when they do find how important energy actually is.
Well, and like you and I've talked about before, energy feeds on itself, whether it's negative or positive. So when you are surround yourself with negative energy all the time, yes, you're going to be schizophrenic. You're going to be bipolar. You're going to be manic depressive. You're going to be suicidal. Hell, you might even be homicidal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And because we soak it up like a sponge.
Oh, absolutely. It's very easy to go crazy when you're just absorbing things all the time.
Tell me about it. You just before we went live, ladies and gentlemen, I was telling Brittany about a meeting I went to and how I read this man, like, and never met him before, but I read him in like 5 minutes, and I told him about himself, and he goes, yeah. That is so true. And his wife's nodding. But I had been, before that, I had been in our hospitality room, and there were 60, 70 people in this room that was really only supposed to hold maybe 20. And I found my, and of course, you're picking up all the negative energy, you're picking up all the positive energy, you're picking up all the vibes, you're picking up all the noise. And I literally had to put my hands over my ears and walk out the door because of sensory overload.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hearing can be a huge problem for some people when it comes to energy, because you almost feel like, and not that you're necessarily hearing voices, but it's just this overwhelming feeling inside, almost like it gives you vertigo. So
yes.
It casts your whole equilibrium. I was trying to explain that. I did a live Facebook feed last week with one of my colleagues, just talking about the importance of energy and how important it is to control your energy. And I was explaining it as it's almost like this whoosh that you almost like get this very quick experience of vertigo, but it can take over your auditory completely. Like you said, it's a sensory overload.
And you want to scream, please shut the hell up a minute. Let me regroup. And that, then they come and carry you away and put you in a little white coat and this padded cell because you've totally gone over the edge.
At least we look good in a straight jacket.
That's true. But white's not my color, so they need to change out the color.
Yeah, mine's definitely black.
Mine too. Ladies and gentlemen, Brittany and I have never met in person, but you would have thought that she and I had a relationship forever, because this is what we do. We feed off of, even long distance and on a radio, we feed off of each other's positive energy because we understand each other, which is so important for people to understand. We can no more help our empathic intuition than anyone else can help the color of their eyes. Brittany and I both can tell you things are getting ready to happen before they happen, right, Brett?
Oh, yes.
It's so scary. It is so scary.
Sometimes I don't want to know about.
Yes, absolutely, because we can't stop it. It's
right.
It's like a runaway train.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you told me that you were getting your degree in counseling.
Yes, I'm getting my license to be a psychotherapist. Emphasis on the psycho. No, I'm just kidding.
So when you get your license, what will you be able to do for others?
So, interestingly enough, the only reason I'm really getting my license is so that I can reach more people than I am right now, because I do a lot of work with people who have anxiety, who have depression, or just people who are looking to get unstuck in their life, or obviously those who want to build their intuitive skills. But this will allow me to reach people on a more clinical level. Not that I'm a huge fan of the way clinical sounds. My sessions will always remain very holistic, and I'll still remain the same person that I am when I do sessions. I just think the greatest difference will be that I'll be able to accept insurance.
Hey, that always works.
Absolutely. And that also people who wouldn't normally seek me out for counseling will find me, because right now, if you're not typing in, you know, spiritual work, or you're not typing in psychic medium, or you're not typing in life coach or empath, then you might not find me. So at least this way, I'll be able to go on some more legitimate websites where counselors can list their services. So it'll pretty much be the same thing, same counseling and whatnot.
And you brought up a phrase that in our world, not so much now, but in my younger world, was almost a dirty word, and that's a psychic medium, because the connotation is shyster and trickster and saying things just to get attention. But that's not what that means at all.
Oh, no. No, no.
Explain to the folks.
So, psychic medium. I'm happy to say it's slowly losing its stigma because I feel like more people are recognizing that they also are very intuitive. And that's really what, if you were to come in for a reading, that's really what it is just utilizing our intuition to talk about basically the vibration that somebody gives off. You know, I know I have colleagues who you can go see them and they'll tell you what your future husband looks like and you're going to win the lotto and things like that. But for me, it's more about I'm going to pick up on who you are, what your innate gifts are, what you're more about purpose, the reason you might have roadblocks in your life, and using that as a way to ease into the life coaching and counseling piece. And talking about other ways to overcome your obstacles. But yeah, I feel like there are psychic mediums out there who have completely messed with that word and created a stigma, giving, you know, false information and telling you that, you know, oh, you have a curse on you, so we're going to have to kill a pigeon, get rid of the hex and all that stuff. But yeah, that exists. There are crazy people out there and people who will totally screw you over. But, you know, intuition is something that all of us have. And if people can recognize that that's what a reading really is just taking something as simple as, oh, I have a bad feeling about that person or that experience, or I have a good feeling about that person or that experience, and just expanding upon it. You're connecting to energy. You're looking at what somebody's vibration says about them. And
would it be fair to say that because in the fact that everyone to a point has an intuitive heartbeat, mm-hmm. that if one says, I got a bad feeling about this, that one should follow that instinct and get the hell out of Dodge or wherever they are or whatever they're fixing to do. If they feel that instinct, they need to trust it.
Oh, God, yes. Because I think every one of us can look back on our life, especially when it comes to relationships, and say, ugh, I knew I shouldn't have dated that person, or I knew I shouldn't have done that. And it's, well, if you knew, then why didn't you act on it? But I feel like it's that analytical side of our brain that stops us from acting on it, because what if we're wrong? And our brain is going to analyze the situation and look for something that, you know, we need to fear. And if there's not something to actually fear or no evidence of that, then as a human, we're not going to act on it. But intuitively, we're getting the correct answer. It's just a matter of not waiting for the evidence, which is what I scream at my students all the time.
Don't wait for the evidence, people. If your gut says run like the wind, then run like... And it's true whether it's a job interview, whether it's getting in the car to go somewhere. There's been times where I'm thinking, maybe I don't need to go out today. Mm-hmm. And I've not gone out, not because I'm paranoid, but because something is saying, mine, just keep your little ass at home today. You don't need to be going out anywhere. It's not a good day for you. Maybe I'm going to beat somebody up. I don't know, but it's not a good, you stay home today. So if I say so.
Stay home in your PJs.
Absolutely. Because if we don't, we can be our best friend or our own worst enemy. And 9 times out of 10, we are our own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because we don't listen to ourselves.
Nope.
Because I think on some level, I think we're egomaniacs and we think we know best for ourselves, and our gut saying, hey, stupid, I'm in here. Pay attention.
Absolutely. Fear is the devil. Like,
yes.
Fear is the worst. That is the thing that will kill us all, whether it's killing our spirit or, you know, stopping us from following something we know that we should be doing because we're so petrified to be wrong, or we're so petrified that we're going to look bad or look less than to other people or, you know, whatever the reason, fear is always going to be that little bastard that holds us back from following our intuition. It's the absolute worst.
I love that. Just sitting on our little shoulder going, you know you don't want to do that. You know, if you don't do that. And our intuition is saying, would you shut up a while? I know what's going on here. Just hush and let me take care of this.
Right. All I'm seeing right now is the little angel Betty Boop and the devil Betty Boop on my shoulders. And it's like, intuition is the angel and fear is the devil. And they're going back and forth fighting. And
it's,
yeah.
I think you said in the same interview, it's whatever wolf you feed.
Oh, absolutely. It is. It's whatever wolf you feed. I like that.
And because most people don't understand that acronym for fear is false evidence that appears real.
Ah, yes. I remember you saying that. I love that.
And that is what it is. I could fear walking out and getting in my car and driving to the store of being afraid that somebody's going to hit me or beat me up or whatever. But there's no evidence to prove that fact. It's a theory, and it's not even a good theory.
Right.
So, I'm not going to live in fear. I refuse. For one thing, I don't have time to be fearful anymore. I live too many years in fear. And for another, when we let go, again, of that negative energy, it's replaced with positive energy and things happen. Who would have thought the show would have 60,000+ listeners?
I know. And congratulations for that, by the way. I was just so excited when we did the intro that I forgot to say it. That's freaking awesome.
Thank you, darling. Well, it's because of y'all. It's all of y'all. But had I been fearful when I started this show, even though my instinct was, Yvonne, it's time. Get off your lazy butt and go make it happen. But the little boy, the little devil on my shoulder is going, but Yvonne, do you really think anybody's going to want to come on the show? Do you really think anybody's going to want to talk to you? Da, 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 da. And the gut saying, Yvonne, I'm telling you, it is time. You've had this dream 5 years. Go and do it now.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
here we are.
Totally to do this because you're very, it's so seamless with you.
Yes.
So right up your alley, girl.
It's just me and you and 80,000 people, you know, of our closest friends. It's no big deal.
No big deal. No big deal at all.
No. First time guests come on here and they go, oh, where'd the hour go?
Oh, well, yeah. This time I was not, I remember the first time I was like, holy crap. Like, I was super nervous. And this time I was like, oh, she's great. This is going to be so much fun. So bye-bye.
So here we are. Now, you've got the first book. Now, ladies and gentlemen, she's also an author, believe it or not. And she's also going to be in the middle of something else. But I want to talk about her books for a minute because her books are based on being an empath and an intuitive and all the things that go along with it. And the first book was Ren Remembered. Now, she's working on the second book. And I said, when's it going to be released? And she laughs. So maybe she's another R.R. Martin. I don't know. Yeah. We'll never see the rest of Game of Thrones in this lifetime, maybe not written the second book either. So, but anyway, the name of the second book is Ren Repose. Now, the new byword for lying in state is repose. So my question to Brittany is, why did she kill Ren off? And she laughed at me. So,
why did she? So, in the first book, the first book is Ren Awakened, and there's something very significant that happens to Ren in that book when she realizes that she has the ability to leave her body. Like, her soul can leave her body. She can connect to the other side. She can connect to energy and truth and sort of leave that human stuff behind. And when she's in that state, it's called being reposed. And it's important to be reposed because when you are reposed, you are at your most quiet, resting state. Your brain is in that state, and your soul can easily just escape. So very similar to what we were just talking about between intuition and fear, being human is all about fear. And then
yep.
we have that other part of ourselves, which is all about intuition. So it's almost like I always visualize it's like we have this soul, which is our truest, highest self, and we're just trapped in this dirty meat sack, which is our human body, and it's just riddled with fear and terrible thoughts. And if we want to hear our truth, if we want to hear what our soul actually wants, we have to shut that meat sack down. We have to shut the fear down. We have to shut the brain down and then just allow it to be heard. So that's where I got this concept of being reposed. And in the second one, it has a lot to do with her truly leaving that human experience behind in order to achieve the goals that she has. So
you heard it first here. Now she's got to finish the book because now I have to read the book. She does this to me. She's so evil. In a good way. In a good way, ladies, because I love her. She's precious. Now, you have, and ladies and gentlemen, this is probably one of the biggest things that anyone has ever told me. And the reason I say that, I'm going to preface what she's got to tell us by saying this. Never in my lifetime has the abilities that we have, that Brittany and Joan Hazel and I have, never has our abilities been appreciated, acted upon, and used as educational tools until now. And if what Brittany is getting ready to do works, can you imagine, Brittany, the explosion of things that could come from this?
We could change the whole damn world.
I'm telling you, so now that I've got the people going, what the hell are these two women talking about? Well, we know they're crazy. Explain to the audience what is happening that is just over the top.
So we talked a lot about my story and getting from point A to point B, or as I like to call it, from psycho to psychic. And one of my goals since I discovered that has been to understand energy in a way that can help others. But I always had this burning question in the back of my head, which is, if I'm able to do this and completely let go of anxiety and panic disorder and depression, how many other people being adversely affected by energy and have no idea, or also could be misdiagnosed with a variety of mental illnesses because of their sensitivity to energy or what they're experiencing. And the gods and goddesses have blessed me with the opportunity to actually answer that question, because I was recently approached to lead a study at Yale on schizophrenia and how psychics can work to help control hallucinations in schizophrenics. Because if you think about somebody who's schizophrenic, they experience a hallucination, which by definition is this external stimuli that no one else can really perceive, but is obviously causing some sort of experience for the person who's perceiving it. And schizophrenics will hear and feel things and see things that others cannot. And if you look at a psychic or a psychic medium, the same thing is happening to them. The only difference is they're able to function and schizophrenics are not. And they have a lot of those negative symptoms where, you know, they might stop showering or they get controlled by the voices that they're hearing, and they have just a difficult time functioning and living a happy, normal life. So these amazing doctors that I teamed up with at Yale actually recognize psychic mediums as an asset to helping change mental health treatment, because they don't question whether or not we're real. They more so, they believe in what we do, but they also are more, they're very interested in the fact that we're able to control energy, because most psychic mediums who are actively doing this as their job, essentially, are in full control. They know they can tell the spirits when to come and talk to them and when to go away. And those of us empaths who have control of energy can sort of push energy away so it's not bothering, causing negative symptoms. So we are exploring the world of and how we function and comparing it to that of schizophrenics. And we are developing ways to see and learn more about how we can use our methods to help schizophrenics. And then, of course, I'm sure what we come up with can be utilized with other mental illnesses such as anxiety and depression. But seeing as schizophrenics have the most difficult time with their ability to control experiences, we're starting with them. But I have never been more excited about anything in my life.
And this, Brittany, when this comes to fruition, and I firmly believe that God puts us with people in places when we need to be there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say if. I'm going to say when this comes to fruition, can you imagine all of the people that are now on man-made chemicals to control their emotions, their mental state, their emotional state, their spiritual state? They don't have to take those meds anymore, because they will understand that, A, they're not crazy, and, B, it is an intuitiveness about them that they can control because they now understand what is going on.
Absolutely. I feel like this is something that will not only change the lives of schizophrenics, but change the lives of everyone, and what they know that they can actually control versus not control, and how they can just change their entire life experience in knowing this information. So this could be literally just completely life-altering for so many people.
Let's take a step back. You and I both, growing up, had those, I always say I grew up always being afraid. I was afraid of everything. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter what it was, I was afraid of it. If the sun came up, I was afraid of it. And my mother and my grandmother used to say, "You're such a serious child." Well, when I recognized that it was because all the people around me were giving me their energy and I was owning it like it was mine, and that, you know, false evidence that appears real kept me afraid. When I was able to let that go and say, okay, there are things I can control, I will control those things. Those things I cannot control, I'm not going to worry about, because it's out of my domain anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if people get mad at me, it's not on me, it's on them. They have to deal with it. It's their ownership, like you. I gave them their energy back. I stopped being angry all the time.
Oh, I mean, you stop being everything at that point, and except just, you can finally just be. It's incredible what can happen.
So let's go back to the schizophrenic. Textbook schizophrenic is one that, as you say, hears voices, sees people sometimes, hallucinates that things are real that aren't. It could be spiders, it could be people, it could be anything. Becomes sometimes withdrawn into themselves because they're fearful of everything. Nobody believes them. Everybody thinks they're crazy. If they are taught And then they're given drugs to control that, which does nobody any good because the drugs destroy other parts of the body and the mind. You know, we used to do lobotomies. Now we don't do those anymore. The people we've destroyed with lobotomies. But once they learn that they, A, are not crazy, that B, that those of us that are the most creative, we hear voices. They argue with me all the time, as I know Rin does you and her characters. It's not bad enough we're empaths, ladies and gentlemen. We do hear our characters all the time. And if they can take all of that information and wear it and own it, can you imagine the brilliant minds that are out there that we can tap into?
Oh, my God. We'll be curing all sorts before you know it.
Yes.
It's, and just to imagine, to know that you're actually not crazy, even just in my experience, that was completely life-changing and such a relief. But, you know, for a diagnosis so heavy as schizophrenia, and to learn, hey, maybe let's remove that title for a moment and just focus on controlling the symptoms and forgetting about this label, and then not having to live a life where you have to own this diagnosis or this label as, oh, I'm schizophrenic. Like, I can imagine what a relief that will be for people to learn that there are others like them out there and that they can stop this experience and actually use some of the experience as a way to create their own change or to create anything, just to use their gifts for whatever their purpose is or whatever their needs are. You know, I'm so excited to see how this unfolds.
You're giving me chill bumps from Connecticut. You're giving me chill bumps.
You impact you.
I'm telling you. You say it like it's a dirty word.
It's a sexy word.
It is. Just wrap myself right up in it. I love it. But I was just sitting here thinking that the brilliant minds that are trapped in chemical-coated lives that are being wasted because, number one, they're not understood. Number two, they don't want to be understood, not the person themselves, but the world doesn't want to take the time to understand them. And number three, there by the grace of God go us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know that there are also probably people who might even be listening who are thinking, well, you know, having anxiety and changing your life is a little different than something like schizophrenia. But there is one little thing I want to share, which is in my training, and Yale has been so amazing. These doctors are so cool and just wonderful, and they've gotten me trained in some really great certifications and whatnot in assessing psychosis and people who are on the brink of psychosis. So just before you sort of tip into that schizophrenia world and you spiral into a psychotic break, and we were discussing afterwards how almost like my jaw sort of dropped during this training, because I learned that all of the symptoms of pre-psychosis I actually had right before I went through spiraling out of control into the anxiety and the depression, and also just before I learned about being psychic. And that was really significant for us all to learn and to talk about in our meeting, because it just proved it, at least as far as my story goes, that there is this moment where you can go from being considered psychotic to stopping it and either spiraling and or going to what we would call as psychic.
So see, ladies and gentlemen, it's not always about quote unquote modern standardized medicine. It's about understanding that there is something within us all that if we tap into it, it's not a bad thing. It's understanding that we don't have to be afraid. And I think you and I've talked about this before. My mom's been very afraid of her empathic abilities. She said, I wish I didn't have them. I said, well, Mom, you might as well embrace it because you got them and that's it.
Right.
Just deal with it. And my children have them. And my children I taught to embrace it because I lived so many years in fear that when I finally embraced it, like you said, it was like, wow, all this stuff went away.
Yes, so much stuff went away.
it's like bondage bonds going away or something. You feel like you've been completely stripped naked and not found wanting.
Yeah, it almost feels like nothing. It feels like, I explain it to people as if on the beach, if that was your favorite vacation spot and you're sitting there and you're enjoying yourself, you're not thinking about anything else. You're just in that moment and it feels almost like nothing. You don't feel that resistance all around you and sort of like just this energetic chaos or chatter. It just feels like nothing. Complacency in a way.
Yes. And you're at peace with yourself, yeah. The world, the universe, your enemies, your friends, your loved ones, those you don't like very much. You're at peace with everything. Because you own nothing but you.
Right.
And are you ready for this, my darling? Would you believe our hour's almost up?
I hope so.
Our hour's almost up.
Folks.
Yeah. You got to come back.
Oh, you tomorrow.
Well, actually, I do have the 28th open because the girl that was supposed to come on has got an emergency and I'm going to have an open night. So you want to come back?
At the 28th of this month?
Yes.
I'm bartending a benefit for my uncle who passed away, or I would.
I'll
be in a Halloween costume raising some funds.
Oh, that'll be fun. Well, then, but I'm bringing you back, and I want to bring Joan back, too, and we'll do it together, the three of us. Ladies and gentlemen,
that'll
you may
awesome.
Not be ready for the three of us together because the universe will never be the same. I'm telling you, if you get three empaths together, jeez, go with God's all I'm going to say.
Everyone's phones or whatever they're listening to on can start floating off the table.
We're going to levitate the universe, ladies and gentlemen. So I will set that up and get us all three together, and we can just – and then by then you'll know more about Yale and all that's going on and all the good stuff that's going on. And maybe by then you'll have Ren Repose finished. Who knows?
Oh, I know. Fingers crossed. Hopefully in the next month we'll be well on our way.
I'm counting on that. You and R.R. Martin.
Don't hold your breath.
No, I wouldn't dare. So tell the folks where you can be found, my sweet friend.
Oh, I can be found anywhere. No, but if you want to contact me for either classes or more information, even on the study, you can always find me on Facebook. My name, Brittany Quagan, or also my business, which is Journeys Holistic Wellness and Anxiety Relief Center. Or you can always email me at Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, at journeyssoulschool.com.
And I'm telling you, ladies, she's fabulous. She is a marvelous, and it is my honor and my pleasure to be able to call her friend because I feel like I've known her in this life and my past lives, and you just don't get that with very many people, especially us.
You don't. And I feel the same about you. So this is wonderful.
Thank you. And we'll get some new, I'm going to send you some dates and we'll get some shows set up. Shoot, we might even do some readings on the show. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be super cool.
Okay.
We'll see if we can work this out.
So, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, tomorrow night, the band Cypher is going to be here. They're my Canadian friends out of Canada, and they're going to be joining us. So, Friday night, PJ LaRue, author, will be here, first time on the show. Saturday night, my lovely, lovely author friend, Julie Morgan, who is fall down funny. She has a beautiful, beautiful young daughter, and we'll be talking about her because she is one of the most beautiful souls I have ever, ever known. All of you, and all this is at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to tell Brittany, thank you for the honor and the privilege of spending an hour with me. Because
thank you. It's been amazing.
And fast. And
yes.
And she's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. And you're not going to hang up because we're going to chat a second after the show goes off the air. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know that I say this every night at the end of the show, and especially tonight. Brittany will, I'm sure, agree that it holds very special meaning. And it is, don't just feel special, be special. If you just feel special, you'll never be special. If you want to achieve greatness, please stop asking permission because nobody's going to give it to you. The difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do. Think about that for a minute. The difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do. So if you're not who you want to be, then you might want to think about changing what you do. One day you will be a memory to some people. So do your best to be a good one. Listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to your heart, that because especially tonight it bears repeating. Listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to your heart. It knows. Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. And how you leave others feeling after having had an experience with you, ladies and gentlemen, you all know I say this every time. It is your trademark. And I hope and pray that each and every one of you have had a wonderful, wonderful experience with us tonight. And if you do have questions, if you are wondering about yourself, contact Brittany, because I'm going to tell you, this woman loves spreading this because it is so, so important in our lives. We need to all be willing to look within our inner selves and become at peace with ourselves, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the empathic abilities. So with that being said, my guest author and empath, fellow empaths, Brittany Quagon and I, Yvonne Mason, want to thank you for joining us here on Off the Chain. And tune in with us tomorrow night when we talk to the band Cypher and listen to some of their new music. Friday night, author PJ LaRue, and Saturday night, friend and author Julie Morgan at 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Brittany, 30 seconds. Anything you want to say?
Oh, geez. Put me on the spot, why don't you? No. No, absolutely. If you struggle with anything that we spoke about, do not hesitate to reach out to me because I will be more than happy to help you. Yeah.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, again, Brittany and I say have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday night, and we will see you back again tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio on Off the Chain at 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, if you're in another time zone, back it up an hour because I can't keep up with my own time zone, much less everybody else's. So until tomorrow night, Brittany and I say good evening. Okay, now we're off the air. You know that I'm going to put the show, once it goes up into archives, I'm going to put it on the page and tag you in it.
Marvelous.
And then tomorrow I'm going to put all the podcasts up and tag you in them. You know this thing. Yeah, it's okay. It's heard on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, FM.com, YouTube, and then I put it up on SoundCloud, MixCloud, Spreaker, Podcast, and Podcast Garden.
All the things. I love it.
Yes. So that's how we're heard in over 70 countries.
I will be sure to share it.
And use it. This is my gift to you, my darling. Use it any way that you want to spread the word. And congratulations again on Yale. I am just dancing.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. We'll do good
and
things.
Yes. And I think Crazy has become your and my theme song, so I will probably play it when we when we
That's
meet again.
Our song from
yes.
now on.
It is our song. So I'm gonna let you go and enjoy the rest of the evening. And thank you once again, my darling.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely. I'm gonna send you some dates.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, sweetie. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a good night.
You too, honey. Good night.
Bye-bye.